Chapter 3, Building a Recombinant Plasmid. Introduction. In Chapters 1 and 2, you learned about four important tools of genetic engineering: the micropipette, gel electrophoresis, plasmids, and restriction enzymes. Chapter 2 focused on cutting DNA into fragments that could be combined into a recombinant plasmid. In this chapter, you will ligate, or paste together, the fragments using a fifth tool that is needed to clone genes, DNA ligase. DNA ligase is an enzyme that catalyzes, or increases the rate of a reaction, the joining of DNA fragments. It is one of several enzymes involved in DNA replication in all cells. This same process is used to make recombinant plasmids that contain the gene for human insulin, human growth hormone, blood clotting factors, and other human therapeutic proteins. Chapter 3 Goals. By the end of this chapter, you will be able to do the following: describe the role of a DNA ligase in replication. Explain how DNA ligase is used to create a recombinant plasmid, and describe possible recombinant plasmids that form when ligating a restriction digest. What do you already know? Discuss the following questions with your partner and write your ideas in your notebook. Be prepared to discuss your responses with the class. Don't worry if you don't know all the answers. Discussing these questions will help you think about what you already know about enzymes, DNA replication, and DNA ligation, the reaction that chemically joins two fragments of DNA, resulting in a recombinant DNA molecule. 1. What is the function of enzymes in reactions? 2. How does DNA replication occur? 3. Why is replication of DNA essential in all cells? 4. What happens when two DNA fragments with complementary sticky ends join? How does the activity of DNA ligase ensure that the join is permanent?